Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. Today we close out Masechta Peya. We're in Perek Ches Mishnayos Ches and Tes. Mishi Yesh L'Masayim says, if a person has 200 zuz, so the Chachamim say that's enough for a year for clothing and for food. Lo Yito Leket Shecho Peya Maiserani says, such a person does not need to take the Matnasaniim, the gifts of Leket Shecho Peya or Maiserani, all of which we have discussed in this Masechta. If he had 200 zuz, minus one, in other words, he had 199 zuz, even if 1,000 people give it to him all at once, but right now he doesn't have it, he's allowed to go ahead and take it. Also, if they pledge it, but they're going to give it as a security to pay off his debts, whether they're debts to other people or to his wife or ksuba, he can take it. Now, in Mechaibin also Limkor is Beiso Bes Klesha Shmisho, right? A person is not obligated to sell his house or his household utensils in order for him to be able to take Leket Shecho Pei. He doesn't have to go sell his nice china for Yantif for the possibility. Now, the Mishnah says, Mishi Eshlo Chamishim Zuz, who knows even knows him, Behem Harizel Yito. If a person has 50 Zuz, but he knows how to use it in the market, it's working capital. It's the same thing as having 200 zuz in the bank. And so the Mishnah says he shouldn't take matnasinim in that situation. Just know that if somebody doesn't have to take the leket shecho peya and he takes it anyway, he will become dependent on people in the future. But if somebody needs it and he doesn't take it, he'd rather work on it himself. He's not going to die from his old age until he has the opportunity to take care of other people in the process. So all about Kasav Omer, Baruch HaGever Sheiftach B'Hashem, B'Hayah Hashem Yiftacho, blessed be the one who puts his trust in Hashem, and Hashem is his trust, his guarantor. V'chein Dayan Shedan Din Emes Lamito, the same thing is true for a judge who judges correctly, he judges Din Emes to the truth. V'chol Mi She V'chein, says the Mishnah, if a person's not lame blind or crippled, and he walks around like he's lame blind or crippled, right? He's not going to die of old age until he is seen as whatever it is he was acting like. You should walk after righteousness. The Mishnah finally closes out Masechta Peya and says, "V'chodayin shalokeach shochad umatas adin." Whenever you have a judge who takes a bribe or perverts the justice, "Seino meis minazikna she'ein of chaos," he doesn't die until his eyes are blinded. He turned his eyes away from justice, so he, in return, mida keneged mida, pays off accordingly. Shenema v'shochad lo sikach ki ashochad yaver pekhem. He shouldn't take shochad. Shochad blinds people. With this Salik Masechta Peya, we close out Masechta Peya, and Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will begin Masechta Demai. Everyone have a great day and a wonderful Shabbos.